I'm Amy Jurevich, and welcome to All Sides Weekend. Today we are talking about travel in and around the Buckeye State. The evenings are growing cooler, and the daytime temperatures hover right around 65 or 70 degrees. It's fall in Central Ohio. It's the time of year for fall festivals, hikes, and finding the best place to see fall color. To help us plan some autumn getaways, we have Columbus Monthly Assistant Editor and travel writer John Ross. Welcome.
Morning, Amy.
Columbus Dispatch travel writer Steve Stevens, welcome.
Hi, Amy. Great to be here.
And Columbus and Franklin County Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley, welcome.
Hi, Amy.
And listeners, we want to know where your favorite place to enjoy fall in Ohio. Where is your favorite place to travel? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And listeners, if you don't have a favorite place, stay tuned. We're going to have lots of recommendations for you. So, John, let's start with you. When you think of fall in Ohio, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you are excited about?
Well, it's actually recently it's been Rising Park in Lancaster. This place, my wife and I went there a couple weeks ago, and we were just blown away by the views you can have. Actually, I was kind of like the last horse out of the gate. All my friends were taking dates there. It took me like a long time to actually bring my wife out there. But really cool park out in Lancaster. You basically one of the best panoramic views I think I've ever seen in the state. And I've traveled, you know, from coast to coast. And, you know, there's a fairly short but very steep trail up to just like this wide, rocky kind of platform where you can see hills for miles and miles and miles. And Lancaster's street grid is kind of spread like a little quilt at the bottom. It's amazing. So I am going back there for fall. I would encourage everybody who's listening to do the same.
Tell us where it is one more time.
It's in Lancaster. It's at Bainter Circle and High Street. Lancaster Park's website is a little slim, but you can find it on Google Maps. It's not that hard. It's probably about 35 to 40 minutes from downtown.
Okay, and not too far from here, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Peg, when you think of fall, what is the first thing that pops to mind that you're excited about?
Leaves turning colors. I mean, I was out yesterday in Blendon Woods walking on the disc golf course, and I keep looking for that first splash of red. Because right now it's still a little bit muted and green and brown, but so I looked up and I saw the Virginia creeper coming down the tree. So it's the splash of colors, kind of like the greens go into yellows. And when's it going to happen? Am I going to miss it if I don't see it every day? Am I going to miss something? So that's my kind of touchstone for fall.
And Steve, what about you? What's when you think of fall, what is the first thing that pops into your head?
I like going up to the lake this time of year because it's a time when the crowds are kind of gone. I was actually
subdued.
I was camping. I was camping on Put In Bay last weekend and up on South Bass Island, and it's a great time of year to go up there again. Some of the businesses are starting to close, but you get a really different feel for the islands than in the high summer season when you get all the crowds in the street and the bar crowds. It's a whole different time up there now.
All right. So, listeners, we want to hear from you as well. 614-292-8513. Where do you like to travel in fall? And we have Scott from Columbus. Scott, where do you like to travel, or where's your favorite place to enjoy fall?
Actually, I have several. I really like to fish, and I tend to get up to some of the Lake Erie's tributaries in and around the Emerald Necklace of Cleveland and do some steelhead fishing in the fall. It really kind of picks up as far as anglers up there during the fall, but if you get up there early in the October, late October or November, it's cool enough that it keeps a few people away, and the fishing is quite good. And obviously, Rocky River and some of the other rivers that are tributaries to Lake Erie are quite beautiful as well. And then, of course, Clear Creek Metro Park, just south of town, is probably within an hour's drive of Columbus, Ohio, probably the one of the most beautiful parks or just land in general in the area. So those are certainly my favorite.
Well, thank you very much for calling in, Scott. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
So, Peg, Clear Creek Metro Park.
I think he's fishing for brown trout maybe, or some bass down there, but this is a beautiful time of the year. And if you're not a person who wants to fish in the creeks, there's a great trail, the Creekside Trail, that's about a two-mile trail that runs along the creek. And if you're not somebody who wants to do a lot of the steep topography of Clear Creek, it's a nice flat trail. And even if you're just hiking, not wanting to fish, I was talking to the naturalist yesterday, and she said the stream is just crystal clear. So I echo what our caller said.
Good time of year. Any of you fisher people?
I mean, yeah, I have fished there for brown trout. It is good. You know, I've only fly fished, so I know that's kind of for a specialized audience. Yeah, it's great fishing down there. And like Peg said, the hiking trails, even if you're going down there to fish, don't sleep on the hiking. I mean, some of those hills and ridges are just beautiful. And if you're looking to, you know, kind of graduate to a little bit rougher terrain from maybe some of the other metro parks that you're more familiar with, and that's a great place to do it. I think, wasn't John O'Meara training for Everest at parts of Clear Creek? So
right. It
can get pretty intense, but the payoff is awesome. You'll see not only the, you know, the changing leaves, but, you know, some of the evergreens and some of the hemlocks that just make that park pretty all year, I would say.
This is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News, and I'm Amy Jurevich. Today we're talking about local travel for fall with Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley, John Ross from Columbus Monthly, and Steve Stevens from the Columbus Dispatch. Listeners, where is your favorite place to enjoy fall in Ohio? 614-292-8513. And when I think of fall, I definitely think of festivals. There seems to be a lot of festivals. Does anyone have a favorite fall festival they would like to mention? Peg, you want to start?
My favorite is the last county fair in the state, and also one of the longest ones, the Fairfield County Fair.
Mm-hmm.
I go there every year, usually try to go on Monday. It doesn't really matter, but it's just typical Ohio. The barns, I start my morning out because I get there as early as I can, and I watch, you know, the 4-H kids grooming their chickens, their lambs, and then I migrate over to wherever I smell a hot sausage cooking, you know, go on with the day. They have a great place at lunchtime, the Round Barn, where all the band boosters are selling anything from noodles to barbecued sandwiches. I hear this year they're having the Oak Ridge Boys, and I know the name, but I can't tell you their music genre. But it's just a great place. Usually when I'm finished, as you were talking about that favorite park of yours, I usually go up to Mount Pleasant, which overlooks the area, ride the Ferris wheel to get a panorama of it. So that's my very favorite thing to do in the fall. That's not a Metro Park thing, Amy.
That's okay. You're allowed to talk about that.
You know, down in that area, too, of course, is the Circleville Pumpkin Show, which is just the most venerable festival in the state, and it's a great one.
Venerable?
I mean, venerable. Well, the...
There's just so many crowds. I mean,
But it's been around a long time, let's say. But it's a lot of fun, and the whole town just turns out for that. And a beautiful drive down there, too, if you drive through the country. I usually take a drive through Ohio 56 down through Mount Sterling and down into Circleville, and that's a great way to get there. And
we should say
the
Circleville Pumpkin Show is October 17th through the 20th, so just about a month away. John, have you been to the pumpkin show?
Oh yeah, the pumpkin show is awesome, and yeah, and it goes. It's the dates are kind of weird. You mentioned it's the 17th through the 20th. It's actually Wednesday through Saturday, and you'll kind of want to get there early if you want to see the big giant, you know, 1,000-plus pound pumpkins. The weigh-in for the giants is actually at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, so kind of right to kick off the festival, and that's a must-see event when they bring these things on flatbed trucks and put them on the scales and everything. I would say one of the favorite things that I do in the fall as far as festivals go is up at Freeman's Farm in Galena. This is kind of like a family-run farm and country store, and basically every Saturday and Sunday in late September and through October, the dates are actually September 29th through October 28th, so you've got a lot of weekends to go. They have, you know... scarecrow making and apple butter churning and a lot of just quaint farm activities that you can do. It's, you know, it's free to get in and wander around, and some of the activities are a couple of bucks, but it's a great way to spend a fall afternoon without having to brave too big of crowds or too big of a drive.
Apple butter, that makes me think fall,
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely.
And we have Jeff on the line, Jeff from Columbus. You have a festival you want to mention?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoy the Ohio Renaissance Festival down in Harveysburg, down by Caesar's Creek.
What do you like about it?
It's just a nice little festival. Go down and, you know, they do the whole medieval Renaissance thing, and, you know, they've got jousting and all sorts of crafts for sale, and it's just a nice little day trip down there. It's 45 minutes south of Columbus, and, you know, you just go hang out and just see some things.
Is this a one weekend kind of festival, or is the Renaissance Festival is longer, right?
No, it actually runs from I think Labor Day till I think the weekend of October 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so still some time to get there. Yep.
Yeah, and it goes every weekend, but it's just something fun to do. You know, I mean, that's one of the greatest things about Ohio is there's just all sorts of festivals and things to do and things to see and. I mean, there's stuff that they're even mentioning. I didn't know about some of it.
Well, thank you very much for talking about the Renaissance Festival, Jeff. We appreciate it.
You know, an interesting fact about the Renaissance Festival
I found out is
that there's actually a professional jousting circuit. And these jousters go around from Renaissance Festival to Renaissance Festival.
I think there's a reality TV show about that.
Really? Well, there should be one if there's not. So
the Renaissance Festival through mid-October in Harveysburg. Can someone equate me to where that is exactly? Steve is consulting his map. We should have asked Jeff.
I think it's southwest.
Okay. Going towards Cincinnati.
Yeah, going towards Cincinnati, right down Warren County, maybe, in that area down there. So.
And they have great, I've only been there once, but they have these huge turkey legs that are roasted that you see people walking around just kind of gnawing on.
It's not mutton? I thought it'd be mutton.
maybe it tasted like turkey to me.
They may have mutton, I'm sure. And we have Christina on the line. Christina, what is your favorite thing to do for fall in Ohio? Christina?
Well, where I grew up in Parma, Ohio, my parents lived in a valley, and I could see out my bedroom window all the trees as they started to change color. And I always knew when they got to a certain shade of gold and red that it was time to go to the Mapleside Apple Farm where they had our favorite Jonathan apples. And we would go and have, you know, just these big bins of apples and take a hayride. And I actually think Mapleside is closed now. It's up near Cleveland, unfortunately. But it's just a wonderful place just to go to these small farms and they do pick your own and hayrides and things like that. Great memory of when we were kids.
Well, thank you for recommending Parma, Ohio. Thanks, Christina.
Thanks. Bye.
And this is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about local travel in and around Ohio for fall. And listeners, where is your favorite place to enjoy autumn in Ohio? 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. And we'll be back in just a moment with more fall travel on 89.7 NPR News.
This week, Mitt Romney was embarrassed by a video from an exclusive fundraising dinner in which he insulted 47% of the country. He later stood by those comments. The thing that really embarrassed him? You can see that he's using the wrong fork for his salad. I'm Peter Sagal. We know you're helplessly dependent. On our radio show, that's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturday morning at 11 on 89.7 NPR News.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Sherrington Group, financial planners and investment managers providing financial advice to client-focused solutions to help grow and preserve clients' wealth. The Sherrington Group, planning for success, managing for life, at sherringtongroup.com. This is WOSU 89.7 NPR News.
Another way to listen to 89.7 NPR News is by streaming on the web. Just visit WOSU.org and click on Listen Now at the top of the page.
This is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News, and I'm Amy Jurevich. And the first day of fall is tomorrow, and those crisp, cool nights are upon us. This is the time of year for early evening walks, weekend hikes, and watching the leaves change color. Fall is also a great time for day trips and short weekend adventures. We have a panel of travel experts and outdoor adventurers giving us some tips on the best places to enjoy fall around the Buckeye State. John Ross with Columbus Monthly, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Amy.
Steve Stevens with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you, Amy.
And Metro Park spokesperson Peg Hanley.
Thanks, Amy.
And listeners, 614-292-8513, your favorite place to travel in the fall. And I want to talk a little bit more about fall color. I feel, at least in my backyard, the fall color is already, leaves are already on the ground. The trees are losing their leaves already, and I'm worried about fall color.
I can actually speak to that. I spoke to the Ohio's official color forester yesterday, and she told me that we really don't have a lot to worry about. The urban and yard trees have been stressed. They're losing their leaves early. But out in the rural areas, in the forests, what we're really going to see is the color pushed back perhaps a week, because they are going to use this extra time when it gets cool and wet to store up some of the sugar they might not have stored this summer. So she expects the color to be just as vibrant, but about
just
a week late.
Just not in my backyard.
But not in your backyard. In the cities, in your backyard, yeah, you're probably losing leaves now. But out on some of the scenic drives and some of the parks, they tell me that we should have a good fall.
And Peg, what's the report, the color report for the Metro Parks?
I spoke with our forest ecologist yesterday, and he's thinking that it's not going to be quite as good because we lost a lot of the oak's leaves early on because they were so stressed. He says what we might see if we continue to get these, you know, warm sunny days and cool evenings is people will get splashes of color. We took down a lot of ashes last year, so you're not going to see some of those colors in the park. A little bit of storm damage that we had this summer. But he had a different take on it, and I was paying attention to, you know, what the state forester said, but he's speaking specifically for the Metro Parks. And then I called a few of the naturalists, and they said color is coming on real slow. Right now, nothing really has changed. There's some things going on at Clear Creek. But they suggested sending people out the next couple weekends to the fields to look at the asters, the goldenrods. I saw yesterday some of the poison ivy and the Virginia creeper. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. And, you know, rain could kill all this. If we get a lot of rain and some winds, those leaves will go down. So it's kind of like every fall, we kind of, you know, we make a projection and then.
So if I try to always see the fall color in the Hocking Hills area, because that is one of my favorite things to do, do I need to be looking a little later in October than usual? Because normally we would go maybe the second weekend of October for that. What do you think?
That comes a little bit later.
Okay.
It kind of moves southerly in that. Mm-hmm. And here in central Ohio, for us, we always say the third weekend in October, with down there being maybe the fourth weekend.
Okay, so it'll be the fourth weekend down there. We might even wait until Halloween time.
Yeah. And if I can give a plug for ODNR, they've got their fall leaf report already up, so you can go in, and I think they posted something today, so they're letting you know.
It's a great
the entire
website,
state.
Too.
It is fantastic.
They let you know the forecast for around the state, and I think they also have links to things like festivals, drives, scenic drives, possible day trips, so it's a good
Yeah,
site.
I was looking today, and they showed what's going on this weekend in the state parks and that, so that's kind of neat if you're looking for things, but you know, I would suggest maybe just going out, you know, at least once or twice a week, maybe go to the same place, you know, and sit under a tree and go, okay, I'm going to watch this tree and see today it's green and when is it yellow or when is it, depending if it's a maple or whatever, and kind of watching that phenomenon.
And if someone likes to enjoy fall maybe and head north, head toward Lake Erie, like Steve was talking about earlier, is that, is the change going to happen a few weeks sooner?
Sooner, right.
Yeah, it usually moves north to south. So, and that's one of the things that's great about it. It's not like all of a sudden everywhere in the state is changing at the same time and you don't know where to go. Essentially, you know, the way that there's like that north to south gradient allows you to explore a lot of places over a series of peak weekends, so which is great for exploring new parts of Ohio.
614-292-8513. And I know that this is a place we've talked about on this show before. Tara in Columbus, what would you like to mention?
Yes, I wanted to mention there's a place out in Newark that is absolutely beautiful this time of year called Dawes Arboretum.
What do you like about it?
Well, it has just about every kind of tree that you can possibly think of. My favorite part is probably the Japanese garden that they have there. It's got a meditation house and a pond. And there's a path that walks around it. They've got, and it explains what the Japanese garden is all about. But then it also has the rock garden down below. It's just absolutely beautiful. And again, that's out in Newark. There's also I love the Slate Run Historical Farm. It's out in it's actually considered Canal Winchester, but it's closer to Asheville, and it's a farm that is operating farm, and all during the year, there's different things that they do. It's 1800s, and they dress in that era and do, you know, have the same equipment and operate it as a working farm.
All right. Well, I think that Peg can speak to Slate Run. She'll tell us a few things about that. But thank you very much for your call, Tara. Thank you. So Dawes Arboretum and Slate Run. Anyone want to add anything to Dawes Arboretum really quickly?
Yeah, I would just second the recommendation. Dawes is actually a place that's beautiful in all four seasons because it has such a wide collection of trees. You know, there's conifers, there's pines, there's native deciduous trees. But yeah, I mean, what you're going to see is a couple of things. You'll see a lot of trees turning color, and a lot of them are labeled, which is fun because you can actually go and see what kind of tree you're looking at, which is always nice, especially in a giant forest where it's hard to pick out one specific type. But, you know, I know that they do a lot of interpretive programs. They offer a lot of nature classes as well. So that might be something, a good way to get out there.
And Peg, Slate Run, I know that they have a fall festival, don't they?
Right. That's coming up the end of October, October 21st, mm-hmm. the 25th. And then tomorrow, she said everything I could possibly say wonderfully about the farm.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, they're going to be doing a program from 1 to 3 on drying food. This is a busy time for the farm. You know, they're getting ready. They're putting up some apples, and you'll get a chance to help out with that. Maybe take a look at the smoke house. And
now, this is the old-fashioned way, right? We're not going to be using dehydrators.
No, and we're not going to the grocery store buying them in bags and pretending, no. But, you know, that's a chance to kind of see that. You know, we kind of reminisce about the farm being this wonderful laid-back place, but it is busy, busy, busy in the fall.
Do they do canning demonstrations too, I'm sure?
That'll come up a little bit later, and then they do a lot of things with apples and making cider and those kinds of things. So just, you know, you've just go to our website and you can find the different programs, and they're all free. So that's always nice for a family.
So we dehydrate first and then we can later. I don't know these things.
I don't either. Steve, do you? You
see? No, but I'm gonna go and find out.
Okay.
614-292-8513 and I love apple cider, so Erin, tell me where the best apple cider is.
The best apple cider, and I'm so sorry, I can't remember the name of the place, but I can tell you exactly where it is. If you're on the southern end, Canal Winchester, where I'm from, you go down 33 towards Lancaster. As soon as you pass the Carroll McDonald's and go a little bit further, on the left side of 33 is this tiny little place. It's a father-son operation. They've been there for years, and they have apples and gourds. But the apples, right there while you're standing there, they put them in this machine, the whole apple, and it just spits out the apple cider right there in front of you. It's amazing. And
so is it an apple-picking farm kind of?
Yes. Okay. They have all this kind of apples. I understand that the father has a PhD in some sort of something in plants from OSU, and he taught for a few years and said, no, I want to have an apple farm, and he has all different kinds of varieties. When you go in there, he'll hand you, you know, three or four slices of this and that apple, and the apple cider is just like drinking an apple. It is amazing.
All right.
And they're only open like 2 months out of the year, but they're open right now.
Well, you have sold me, Erin. We got to find this place.
Yep, it's
so
great.
So Carroll, Ohio, past a McDonald's, you'll find it.
On the left, on the other side of 33, so you got to turn around to come back, but it's worth the turnaround.
All right. Thank you very much for the recommendation.
You're welcome. Uh-huh.
So apple cider, that is a definite sign of fall.
I love the Laurelville Apple Company down in Laurelville right at the edge of the Hocking Hills. And this time of year, it's great to visit and stop. And I like the apple slushy. They put the apple cider in a slushy machine. And then so that's a nice way to enjoy it, too.
They also sell those at the Fairfield County Fair. And they're just, I mean, I'm not trying to put a plug in for that.
Is this Peg's favorite fair?
Well, and very close to us here in Central Ohio is Lynn's Fruit Farm. Mm-hmm. That's a great place to go out and get apples, pick them, or go out and, you know, buy them. And they also have slushes there. Too, so
my apple allegiance belongs to Brandstuhl Orchards up 62 in Utica, So that's a picking operation. They've got cider, full farm goods, everything, the whole kit and caboodle.
And
you can stop at
that.
Velvet Ice Cream and get some ice cream.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, having an apple allegiance. I'm going to strive for that. I want to have an
Everybody's got their – it's important to have a favorite. I think it's important to be open to new ideas, like somewhere down on 33, but you've got to have your go-to apple place for the fall.
Got it.
And if you can't get out to Brandstuhl, they're at the Clintonville Farmers Market every Saturday morning. So if you wanted to get some apples there.
Which that I've had. Okay. I knew that sounded familiar. I knew the name. Thank you. That's where it came from. And we have Benny from Delaware. Benny, what's your recommendation?
Fall Festival of the Leaves in Bainbridge, Ohio. A wonderful area in there. A lot of history. In fact, there's a lady that's been putting it on for a very long time. I think she's about 102 right now.
Oh, my.
She was the Grand Marshal, I think, last year in the parade, and it's just a wonderful festival. It's the town is probably, you could blink and probably miss it, but it's a wonderful town. It has the Ohio Dental Museum there for anybody that wants a little dentist pain. But
well, that's a fun fact for our day. Okay, thank you.
The hills are just beautiful down there. In fact, the name of the valley is called Paint Valley. So you can imagine what it is. So.
Do you know when the festival is held? Which weekend in the fall?
It's the second weekend in October, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that recommendation, Benny.
All right.
614-292-8513, or send us an email to allsides@wosu.org. Where is your favorite place to travel in the fall in and around Ohio? And I wanted to get through a few more recommendations. John, I know that you wanted to talk about a few different hikes that you have mapped out for fall color.
Yeah, and I kind of do it regionally, like I was mentioning before, that you just get so many opportunities to have a great peak weekend in different parts of the state. And obviously, I usually start in the north, not just because that's where I'm from originally, but because there's so many great hikes that people probably don't know about. And one, when I go up there to look at leaves, I usually go around Squire's Castle, which is this kind of a shell of an old estate that has been kind of preserved in one of the Cleveland Metro Parks. It's actually in the North Chagrin Reservation, and there's plenty of fields and forests to kind of romp around in. Going a little bit further south, I like to go to Mount Gilead State Park. Again, that's a nice one in kind of the north central region, about an hour north of Columbus. Again, very cool, very easy trails. These aren't the trails where you're trying to like get in shape. These are the trails to enjoy the scenery around
you. These are
you.
Trails for me? Okay.
Around here, I think it's hard to beat the that drive into Blendon Woods Metro Park. That's a pretty stellar sight to see every year. A little bit southwest, I usually go to Caesar Creek, and then if I'm going southeast to everybody talks about the Hocking Hills. The actual state park usually gets pretty crowded around this time, but there's a small nature preserve called the Rockbridge State Nature Preserve where you can hike about a mile and a half down to the state's largest natural rock arch, which is just amazing in the fall.
All right. Well, thank you very much for all those recommendations. And you also are going to have some fall color hikes in the next issue. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, for the October issue of Columbus Monthly, which is coming out in a couple of weeks, I'll have some different places to see the leaves change in kind of all different regions.
So if anyone missed that list that you just went through.
Well, it's a different list. This is a bonus list.
Oh. So that was a bonus list. So a different list in Columbus Monthly. 614-292-8513. And Doug in Worthington, what is one of your favorite fall things to do?
I'd make a special trip to, it's in between Scioto Downs and South Bloomfield on Route 23. It's a family farm called Rennick's. You can't miss it because they've got RENNICK'S on the painted on their rooftop, so you can go there by car or by helicopter. they also serve the apple cider slushies. They've got moon pies. They have pick your own pumpkin patches, things for the kids to do. Lots and lots of good homemade food. It's a really nice place.
Well, thank you very much for that recommendation, Doug.
Sure. Bye bye.
Anyone ever been to this place?
What's a moon pie? I've never heard that.
Really?
No, I've never had one.
It's a dessert pie, but I'm not from. I think it's a southern thing. So okay. I'm really. I feel I'm out of my element here, but I have seen them.
You don't have the authority to speak
no,
about the proper preparation of a moon pie.
I've heard of them, but I can't define them either. I feel like they're.
I think they're
cream filled with like cake on both
chocolate
sides.
Chocolate cake okay. on both sides. Yeah.
Is that, yeah. So. They have different names, I think. Maybe like gobbers or I said gobs or something like that in mm-hmm. different regions.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, enough talk of that.
Sorry, I got us on
We're obviously out of our depth when it comes to moon pies.
614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Listeners, if you have a recommendation for fall. And Steve, let's go back to you. Where is somewhere else that you really love to visit in fall?
Well, John was talking about the hikes. I love taking scenic drives in the fall. Maybe that kind of speaks to the difference in our preferences. I don't know, but there's a beautiful drive on Ohio, Route 78 from Nelsonville up past Burr Oak State Park through McConnellsville. One of the most beautiful drives this time of year in the entire state. Hmm. Also, driving along the Ohio River from, you can actually start in Marysville, go all the way to Cincinnati if you want, along Ohio 7 and then on US 52. And you see some great little towns like Ripley and Manchester. You can cross over into Mayville, Kentucky, which is a quaint town with some interesting museums and shops. And of course, the hills are just gorgeous, lining both sides of the river. So so those drives this time of year, I really not a big on driving, I don't like driving to travel. I'm kind of a plain guy. But this time of year, getting in the car for a couple hours is actually kind of fun for me.
Sure.
And Peg, what about you? Are you on the hiking side or the driving side of the table here?
I'm more on the hiking side. Driving just, and if I'm going somewhere, it's going to be a train to Montana, not a trip in Ohio. I'm not an avid biker, but I thought since we've mentioned hiking and everything. A great thing to do is get on your bicycle and maybe start up in Mount Air, take the Olentangy Trail all the way down to Scioto Audubon, different things to see along the river. Take your bike over to Darby at the canoe access, get on the Ohio to Erie Trail. If you're so inclined, you can ride all the way to Cincinnati, but you may want to take a little bit of a ride to London, stop for lunch, maybe head to Yellow Springs and that. Mm-hmm. And see the different progression of the leaves via bicycle.
Yeah.
I like Young's Dairy in Yellow Springs this time of year. I actually found out they have a pumpkin chuck on October 27th, where you a competitive pumpkin chuck where you bring your own catapult or trebuchet, and they give you the pumpkins, and then you chuck them at a target. So
bring your own catapult?
I think so.
And they have pet goats out there, too,
they
don't
have,
they?
Yeah, you can pick your own pumpkins, and they have great ice cream and a nice restaurant. So Young's in Yellow Springs is a nice place, especially when they're throwing pumpkins around.
And Yellow Springs has some eclectic little shops that are flashbacks to the 60s and probably the 70s. So.
Well, Yellow Springs is one of my favorite places. If any listeners want to go to Yellow Springs, the Arthur Morgan House does a wonderful bed and breakfast. I would like to make that plug. I have my panel to make all the plugs, but I'll make that one. This is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News, and I'm Amy Jurevich. Today we are talking about local travel for fall in and around Ohio. Listeners, join the conversation, 614-292-8513. And we'll be back in just a moment on 89.7 NPR News.
I'm General Manager Tom Ryland, congratulating the WOSU News Team for being named the best radio news operation in Ohio by the Society of Professional Journalists for the third year in a row.
The first responding officers were confronted by lions, tigers, a grizzly bear.
She's a single mom with four children. She works as a part-time medical assistant. She makes only $1,300 a month.
Hear more from our news team on 89.7 NPR News and at our award-winning website, WOSU.org.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Jazz Arts Group, America's oldest not-for-profit jazz organization, celebrating their 40th anniversary season with a two-night performance with legendary Tonight Show bandleader Doc Severinsen. Doc and the Columbus Jazz Orchestra will play September 28th and 29th at the Southern Theater. Details at jazzartsgroup.org.
Support 89.7 NPR News and register to win an iPad. No pledge is necessary and entries are only accepted at WOSU.org. The deadline is October 11th.
In 1982, Ray Boom Boom Mancini was a champion boxer, colorful, quotable, and popular. Then he killed an opponent in the ring.
I was avoided like the plague. I became the poster boy for everything that was wrong with boxing.
The new book, The Good Son, tells Ray Mancini's story, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Saturday morning from 8 till 11 on 89.7 NPR News.
This is All Sides Weekend on 89.7 NPR News, and I'm Amy Jurevich, and it's fall in Central Ohio, the time of year for festivals, hikes, and finding the best place to see fall color. And helping us plan our fall getaways, we have Steve Stevens, travel writer for the Columbus Dispatch, Peg Hanley, spokesperson for the Metro Parks, and John Ross, assistant editor and travel writer for Columbus Monthly. And listeners, we ask you to join the conversation, 614-292-8513. And Betsy in Dublin, what's your recommendation?
Hi, I'm recommending a drive to Gambier, Ohio in Knox County, an hour and 15-minute drive north off of 71 to walk Middle Path on the grounds of Kenyon College. It's spectacular this time of year.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that recommendation. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. So, anyone been to Kenyon College for the fall color? I can't say I
haven't been on the campus, but if you drive U.S. 62 from up through Knox County, right by Gambier, and then you can continue on into Holmes County, that is a very scenic drive as well. So you might want to do that. Take a stop at Gambier or Kenyon College, check it out, and you're going to see some real great fall color up there too.
You're also by the Cocosing Trail. You can also canoe the Cocosing River, so it's really, really beautiful. Just a wonderful little town.
And we have Holly in Columbus. Holly, what's your recommendation?
There's a place called Black Hand Gorge that has a lot of walking trails and bike trails. They've got like some waterfalls and that kind of thing. I can't tell you exactly where it's at because I haven't been there since I was real little, but my mom loved it.
All right.
So you can look it up on the internet.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Holly. Thanks for that recommendation. So, Black Hand Gorge. And, Steve, did you know kind of where that was?
It's in eastern Licking County over into Muskingum County. I think it's a state natural area, beautiful area there. They've got the great formations there, shale, I think it is, those cliffs along the way, and very near Dillon State Park, which is also a good place to camp this time of year for the color.
Absolutely. It's actually in a small town called Heath, which is like right along the Licking River. And if you've ever heard the term Black Hand Sandstone, which is, you know, how a lot of the sandstone in Ohio is labeled, it's because there was a what looked to be like a black hand on the sandstone in that preserve. That's where it gets its name, actually. It's a great park. It's a very easy, very flat kind of little nature preserve stuck along the Licking River. There are, like Steve said, there's, you know, it's Dillon's nearby. Within Black Hand, you can there's a paved kind of multi-use trail that, you know, you could even push a stroller along if you've got little ones who want to see some fall color as well. And then there's some hiking and I think maybe even some off-road mountain biking offered there now, too.
And before we were talking about whether we like to drive to see fall color, that may be Steve and I, and then the hiking, which would be the other side of the table, which is John. And
we are sectioned off now.
Yes,
we are.
The hikers versus the non-hikers. So, Peg, for the hikers out there, I wanted you to mention Metro Parks director John O'Meara has quite the rugged hike that he is having people sign up to join him for. So maybe John wants to join.
Okay, yeah, he's doing this monthly, and it's a five-hour hike at Clear Creek. His next one will be October 6th. So if you plan on going, we ask you to register in advance just because John doesn't care how many people, but he wants to kind of get an idea. He did one last week, and he had actually 20 people come with him. but you will actually spend 5 hours. The beauty of it is John himself is a naturalist, so he'll be able to point out the birds, the different things that, you know, you might see, and you get the opportunity of going off trail, which everybody loves to do that. And John, being the nice gentleman that he is, he's my boss, that's why I'm saying it. But anyway, you can stop halfway through, so you don't have to complete the trail with John. He's a rather tall man, and he takes long strides in that. But it's kind of a nice opportunity, and he'll be doing one again in November if you missed the one on October, I believe it's October 6th.
He's not my boss, but I'll speak equally well of those off-trail hikes. I did one with him at Clear Creek about, it must have been about 3 or 4 years ago at this point, and it was when I was, you know, kind of first starting you know, to cover the Ohio outdoors, and his knowledge of birds and plants and trees and topography is just, it's pretty mind-blowing just to be around that guy. So I would definitely recommend that for sure.
So then should I say something bad about him?
Just so he looked like we're not all on the take or something.
You no longer have a column. You're a travel writer. You cannot editorialize.
I love John. John is a great Metro Parks director. He really is.
So to sign up, if people want to join him on his hike, the website?
They can go to the website, or they can call in, you know, just to the general number, and they'll transfer you there to it.
Okay, and we'll put a link to the website at our website, wosu.org/allsides. And, John, I wanted to make sure we talked about zip lining a little bit. That's different than hiking or driving. You could, you know, it's...
Sure, yeah, that's another great way to see fall color. You're actually probably closer to the leaves than you are if you were hiking. And again, I had mentioned it on the last show, I think, that it was opening, but there's the new Zip Zone, which is at Camp Mary Orton up on North High Street. And this is a great canopy tour started by some Worthington natives. 5 zips, there's some sky bridges, it's brand new. They are offering tours basically through the fall, and then I think they're going to stay open for limited hours and by appointment even in the winter. So it's not too late to go try this place. It's you know, it sounds like you're going to go up to about 25 miles per hour, up to 100 feet above the forest floor. So you are in the trees that are turning color. So it's a very cool experience.
So you recommend reservations for that? I think it's not maybe a walk-in kind of thing.
Yeah, I would. ZipZoneTours.com is the web address. I'm sure there's a number to call too, but sign up. I think it costs $69 per tour, and you can have groups of up to 8 people. So it's similar to, you know, the other operations that are now kind of thriving in the state, especially down in the Hocking Hills. So mm-hmm. If you've been down there, you're familiar with how it works. But this sounds like it's a new experience and something different enough to take a trip.
And a little closer to home.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
And you don't have to be an adventure traveler to zip.
True.
I love zip lining too. So it's something that's for just about everyone, as long as you're in reasonably a good physical condition. I mean, and it's a ton of fun.
Sure.
And the Hocking Valley Canopy Tours, they added 2 new things this year. They added a sunrise and a sunset zip. Now, you don't get to do all 10 of the zips. I think you do 4 or 5 of the zips in that. But just the idea of seeing fall in the morning, going through the trees with the birds and that might be kind of fun. I did it the one in the middle of the day, but I think I'm going to go back this year and try one of those sunset ones.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty.
And listeners, we have just about 10 minutes remaining for you to give your fall recommendation, 614-292-8513. Send us a quick email at allsides@wosu.org. Steve, I wanted to ask you, you wrote recently about covered bridges in Ohio and a covered bridge festival that is coming up this weekend.
Covered bridge and bluegrass festival in Marysville. Union County, just up to the northwest of Columbus, has some great covered bridges. You know, one of the best collections in the state. They've actually have a few new covered bridges that they've built, and they've done a great job restoring their old ones. They take real pride in it, and so they're going to be doing some things up there. There's going to be music, of course, food, bridge tours. The Marysville Historical Association is going to be doing some presentations. So it sounds like it's going to be a fun festival. They've expanded it a little bit this year to add that whole bluegrass element, which I enjoy personally. But there's a lot of stuff for a lot of people, sounds like, going to be going on there.
So that's Marysville, and that's this weekend, today through the 23rd. Listeners, 614-292-8513 if you'd like to join the conversation. And, John, what else is on your fall travel list?
Actually, I'm going pretty close to home this weekend. I've been really impressed with the what's now called the Lower Olentangy Urban Arboretum, which is essentially a couple of walking trails that are mapped out. There's trail guides published for them, and it's basically just through the streets of Clintonville and you know in the ravines of that neighborhood. And basically, a nonprofit group got together and said, "We have all of these interesting trees growing in Clintonville. We should just mark them, print up maps, so people can you know follow around and see what kind of trees are growing in this neighborhood." And they've done an awesome job. It's been a big hit with me and some of my friends, and they're actually having a festival this weekend. They're having the Art, Plants, and Pawpaw Festival, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday over across the street from the Indianola Informal School. That's at East Weber and Calumet. But a really cool little idea to basically just highlight the resources that are already in a certain place. I always think that's a smart idea. And actually, what's interesting is there's an American chestnut sapling as one of the featured trees along one of the walking trails, which is, you know, obviously kind of an anomaly these days, which is pretty cool.
So is Clintonville known for its pawpaws? I mean,
this might be trucked in a little bit.
No, actually, there's some down by, I live on Como, and if you go down to the end down by the river, there's quite a few pawpaws
really?
Down there.
Really? I did not know that.
I've seen some around Glen Echo, yeah.
And it's
in pawpaw bread, you can't beat it.
Absolutely.
So if you want the pawpaws at this festival, that's this Saturday, but then you can just basically pick up the trail markers whenever you...
Yeah, yeah. There's a little parking lot across from that Indianola school, and then there's just, you know, really nice full-color maps there, and you can just basically start walking.
And we're going to get to two more callers, but first I have to clear up some confusion. We got an email, and it says, because before we were talking about moon pies, and so a moon pie is a chocolate-covered graham cracker and marshmallow sandwich cookie, popular in the 70s and 80s, and a whoopie pie is a cake sandwich with cream filling, so it's a regional variation. So just to clear up the confusion, I know that's very important.
We should do a show on that sometime.
What do we call it? What do we call it here in Ohio? Are we moon pie or whoopie pie?
That sounds like a s'more to me.
I just don't know. We're going to have to leave it there.
Now we're going to get more calls.
And Amy in Pataskala, what's your recommendation?
Hi. I just didn't know if you guys had mentioned corn mazes or not, but there is a nice big corn maze at Lynch Fruit Farm in Pataskala, and they have hidden etching plates inside, and they give you a special map, and you go around and try to collect the etching.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well, thank you for that recommendation. We hadn't talked about corn mazes. I've been to a corn maze before, and I can't think of where it was right now, and I got horribly lost. I had to text to get directions out. So that's my...
You were texting in a corn maze?
They give you, like, clues. So if you text this number, it'll tell you which way to go.
That, oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I do know there's a Little Darby corn maze up in Union County, where the Covered Bridge Festival is this weekend, and actually right near one of the covered bridges, the Axe Handle Bridge. And so, corn mazes, that's agriculture area, a lot of those things out there.
I guess this is the time of year that people get corn mazes started. It seems like a Halloween kind of thing to me, you know, like I think of the haunted corn maze, but there's also ones I'm sure that are not scary.
Maybe just because you keep getting lost.
I guess
they're all scary to me.
Yes.
If you can't find your way out, they're all scary.
And we're going to get to talk about Fairfield County again. Kelly in Fairfield, what's your recommendation for fall?
Yes, I would recommend taking a drive to the historic Rock Mill in Fairfield County. It's on Lithopolis Road, and the Fairfield County Historical Parks Commission just added a 26-foot wooden water wheel to the mill, and it's there's actually a 1901 covered bridge right next to it, and it's a really pretty spot. Beautiful drive.
Thank you very much for that recommendation, Kelly. And earlier we were talking about the Fairfield County Fair. Is that something that you have attended?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of fun, lots of good food, fun rides, and it's something we all look forward to in Fairfield County.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that call, Kelly.
Thank you.
614-292-8513. We have just a few minutes remaining. And Steve, anywhere else you want to recommend for fall?
I like going up in the northeastern part of the state, up in Lake County. This is a great time. It's harvest time. There are lots of wonderful wineries up there. Great time for some wine tasting And there's some nice places to stay up there, like the Geneva State Park has a great inn up there, and they do some wine tasting tours where you can actually get on their bus and their tram. You don't have to worry about how much you taste. You can just let them take you around.
And Peg, before we go, I wanted to get an update on the bison. I like to get a bison update. So Battelle Darby Creek, how are the bison doing there?
They're holding fine. We're still 6-for-6. We've not yet. We're in a really great thing. We're getting ready to open a new nature center there, our first nature center at that park. And so the bison will be moved kind of the first or second week of October to their winter paddock or winter pasture, if you will. And when the new nature center opens at the end of October, folks can go to the windows, and there's a deck on the nature center, but you can also go down to a deck, check out the girls a little bit closer in that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm really looking forward to that. I live out by that area, and we've really looking forward to that nature center at Battelle Darby.
One of the coolest things in the nature center, we've had somebody build a 53-foot freshwater stream that's actually going to have all of the flora and the fauna that you see in Darby, some of the fishes, the mussels.
Cool.
And this is just fantastic. They're starting to install it this week, so this will be a great place to bring your kids, Steve.
Right. 7-year-olds are going to love that, yeah.
Well, and here's another fun thing. Battelle Darby Creek, you have a jump in a giant leaf pile event.
Right, right. Well, that is our naturalist, Tim Taylor.
Do adults get to do that? Can I do that?
The parents, actually, the parents have to go in after the kids jump to find the kids' shoes.
Oh.
Okay. Our staff pushes all the leaves kind of by the naturalist's office, not the new nature center. And the first, the kids hear a little story, learn about the leaves, and then Tim and the staff just go, okay, everybody jump. And these kids just fly into it. And, of course, one jump isn't enough, but usually one or two pair of shoes are lost. So that's when you can go in, Steve.
Are there certain dates when we are jumping in the leaves?
Well, you can check our website.
I have it right here.
Okay.
It's October 9th and October 26th.
Right, and usually it's about 10 o'clock, yeah.
All right, so check the website, jump in a giant pile of leaves.
And now we'll say jump with Tim and Steve, because I know Steve's going to take a day off from work and write
Absolutely.
A travel column
if I'm
on
invited,
it.
I'm there.
You are invited.
All right, we're down to the last minute. John, I'll give you the last word. Any last recommendation?
Well, we talked a lot about transport and which is the best way. I'll throw in a plug for paddling. If you want to see great fall leaves on the water, Lake Logan is an awesome place to go. Put in just at the sandy beach and just paddle around. It's a very calm, small, flat lake with just rimmed with every type of color that you can imagine for fall. So that's over in the Hocking Hills region. Definitely a way to get out there with a paddle.
All right. And John was quick, so we have another 30 seconds. Steve.
And if you don't want to paddle yourself, I suggest going down to Marietta, the Valley Gym Sternwheeler. They do day trips this time of year up the Hocking and also up the Ohio. And that is another great way of seeing the leaves.
Thanks to Steve Stevens, travel writer for the Columbus Dispatch. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks to John Ross, assistant editor and travel writer for Columbus Monthly.
Thanks, Amy.
And thank you to Peg Hanley, spokesperson for the Columbus and Franklin County Metro Parks. And also thanks to Katie Higgins and Sal Pishonary for helping out today. This is listener-supported WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming on the web at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Green Bean Delivery, offering home delivery of fresh organic produce and natural groceries, striving to make healthy eating more accessible to the communities of Greater Columbus. Details on Green Bean Delivery's products, as well as how to place an order, can be found online at greenbeandelivery.com.